Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, Old School. We're live on the stream here on a Wednesday. Great day outside. It's barely windy. So, texter 1000 said he was at the Washington game, and he said the Washington game set the tone for the rest of the season, and he was tight. I was, you know, played a good game. So I mean, look, those are the games that you think of that you get, that you train all off season for, and that's what Colorado is for these young men. And but you got to, you know, like I said on the post game show when it was, you know, almost midnight. I mean, hey man, that game's over. I'm not here to be the Debbie Downer, but we came, we saw, we kicked ass, and now we got to be done. Mm-hmm. Now that doesn't mean that you don't celebrate and be happy about it. But come Sunday when it's sun up, is we got to move on to Northern Iowa. It's got to be business as usual, and we got to give them the business. And that's the best way to approach it. You got to approach it in sports. It's no different than the basketball team. I remember one time we went to triple overtime, beat Iowa, and that was great. Or when we started storming the court, you know, we beat Purdue and all that. Well, after that, we got to get back to practice because now we go from the hunter to the hunted. So we got to take the same mindset as we had last Wednesday, right? We're willing to do
same work.
But the mindset and I'm big on intent, right? Because there's days like this is what I think a lot of people, and look, if you don't play, you don't understand. There's a lot of days that you're just not your day. You know, you're like, you can play good and get beat. I can be in the right position and Tony Gonzalez catches it on me. You know what I mean? I could have great coverage, a great pass, and a great catch beats it. But you got to have the intention and the intent to show up with the right mindset. Because that's what will take you farther and to let you be more consistent. Because intent is discipline. Intent is attention to detail. Intent is being selfless instead of selfish. All those things are wrapped up into that, at least by my definition, right? That's how you are able to say, you know what? When I always talk about when Andre Johnson walked through the gates at Houston, I was like, you know what? That's the dude right there. But you know what? That same approach that he had on day one was the same approach after playing with him for 2 years. It didn't change because there's days that Andre didn't feel good. There's days he didn't catch it or, you know, case of the drops or whatever. There's days I got beat. There's days I got my ankles broke. But the intent was because that's going to help you fight through hard weeks, hard games, hard situations. And if you have more guys, which obviously you want a high percent of your team with the right intent, they're not coming to practice to get through practice. They're coming to practice to get better in every situation. Because even if things don't go right for you, you can still get better because I'm learning. You know, if people think that when we played Washington, that the guys didn't get beat or we had like perfect practices, that's not how it goes. Sometimes the best games is like, All right, we figured it out by Friday. We actually had a breakthrough. And then we get to fruition. But we had to work through, you know, the muddy waters to get there.
When you found yourself in muddy waters, was it more helpful for you to focus on the big picture, the why am I doing this? Why do I love football? Or was it more important for you to focus on the what is this drill? What is this session of practice? What do I have to do to be successful?
You know, when the muddy waters are two things, is like, you know, you get in a training camp, you feel like crap, you know, it sucks. I mean, let's be honest, right? It ain't fun being out there in 100 and something degrees. It's what you like that I love football, but I mean, I got a headache, you know, body sore, you know, I ain't seen that, you know, I don't know what's going on. You get in there early, you're leaving late, but you know, the best thing that I could say, if I had to give somebody advice, is have a goal. I want to win this play. I want to win this drill. I want to win this practice. I want to work on being explosive with my hands, and I want to be excellent at getting off blocks. There's days that Austin where I knew physically I did not have it. I didn't. And it was a couple of times actually in Houston where I actually give it up to my man Ray Wright. He was a weight coach there, and there was days that he would push me really hard in the weight room, and I wouldn't feel good the next day. But he's like, trust me, by Sunday you will be ready, because he had it all timed out. So on those days, I knew I had to be excellent with my checks. I had to be excellent with my footwork. I had to be excellent in my body position. That's how you get through those muddy waters. Now, when we are thinking about, like, say if we're struggling with the defense or whatever, or there's a couple times or more times than now that I, you know, feel like, all right, I need to play better or something like that, or I didn't feel, even though we might have played good or I played good, that I need to get, then I go back to the basics, though. I just peel that bad boy all the way back to, all right, let me see, where am I aligned? You go back to the basics, because it's like a golfer where, like, I saw Tiger Woods. He's like, oh, when I'm struggling, I just go back to grip, stance, and whatever, ball position, whatever it is, just like baseball.
Clear your head.
Right? Well, baseball, DP, let me ask you this. So say like you went through a slump or whatever.
No, Jay Foreman.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't go through a slump. All right, my bad.
There it is.
My bad. I thought we were being transparent. You know what I'm saying?
Here's.
So you never went through a slump in baseball.
Here was my philosophy when it came to
slump. But did you ever go through a slump?
Define slump.
Austin?
Define a slump.
Do you ever feel not right in the box for more than a game at a time?
Yeah.
There were pitchers that made me uncomfortable. Pitchers that made me change my philosophy against them.
Or better yet, say you strike out a couple times, but you make
it. Dang, Jay, why are you putting that on me?
Well, I know that's what happened. I mean, my man Frank Thomas was talking about he strike out a couple times, but
Ken Dixon. Ken Dixon made me you know who made me? Sid Thrift. So big Jim Thrift, GM for the Orioles. Yeah. He had a big 6'6" son.
Right.
Who was our rival. And right. He threw nasty, nasty, nasty work.
Right.
He made me uncomfortable because he knew that, one, to avoid a slump, I'd lay one down and beat it out and laugh at you the whole time. Like, it didn't matter what you threw.
Yeah.
I was going to do that. So Sid would throw at me. He would throw at me. And I mean, he would throw behind me.
Right.
Which, throw at my head so I could duck, but don't throw behind me.
Right.
Because it's unnatural. He wanted to take away the bunt. So then it became a whole, that at bat would be a battle about, are you willing to risk being hit in the head to get that bunt down?
Right.
That was not the norm.
Right.
That was not a normal. Anybody else, I just need to get the ball in play and I'll be fine. And I took that chance that if I put the ball in play, they had to be perfect to throw me out.
But I guess what I'm asking is this.
And I'm joking. I had slumps.
I never had slumps. I never played baseball to the level like, you know, that you did. So I always wonder, I'm assuming guys go back to the fundamentals of hitting, because, you know, in baseball, it's very results oriented, right? You get
stay back.
Right. So you could go through a couple games where you don't get good pitches you strike out. Stay then back. You could make good contact, and then people start making good plays.
It's Crash Davis from Boulder.
Right.
So the conversation's in the head. Stay back. Be quick. Stay back. Be quick. Those are the things.
So then do you go to whatever it is that you built your original approach in the batter's box with?
Like, for me, it was being even with the plate. So I saw the ball long. I didn't want to be back in the box because that would take I'd have to take the breaking ball.
Right.
If your breaking ball was so filthy that you could break it before it got to home plate, I could see it. I was going to adjust.
Right.
Late break, most high school and college, low-level college pitchers don't have, especially back then, the fastest fastball was like 89. Like, it's a different game than it is now.
Yeah.
So if you threw 85 and you had an early break, I was going to get you. But if you had 88 and then you had a late breaking, it didn't even have to be a good curveball. Just throw it at me and have it break once it got to the plate.
Right.
Then we all knew, okay, this dude, you suck. You're terrible.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to play anymore. Hey, coach.
Coach, my back.
Hey, yes. Well, that's why I learned to switch it because that late breaker.
Right.
So we all have those things in your head.
Yeah.
That as a coach, hey, my base premise is no penalties. Listen, guys, don't reach. Don't grab. Don't reach. Don't grab. Punch. Be quick.
Yeah.
Basketball. Don't reach. Yeah. Dig. Don't, you know.
It's being steady.
Go back to, if we do the 10 rules of whatever sport you're playing.
Yeah.
If you do those 10 rules, you're 500 team.
Right.
You're a 500 player.
Right.
It's when you start to get fancy and cute or you forget the basics.
Yeah.
That you're just terrible.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I mean, I've had games where I didn't play well. You know, or at least to my standards, or pretty much I didn't play well. Matter of fact, Dom called me up. He's like, "Man, you know, that game wasn't very good." I was like, or no, actually, it was Reggie Herring. After he got done cussing at me for about a minute and a half, he's like, "You know, you ain't play well, right?" I remember a game, and this is a good dive into when you play big games or what you view as big games. So I played 4 years in Buffalo, got traded down to Houston, and I didn't want, I mean, I started to kind of flourish in Buffalo. I thought, you know, oddly enough, Greg Williams was the head coach. Jerry Gray was the D coordinator, but I really started to be invested in the city of Buffalo, right? I liked Buffalo. It was, you know, it's kind of like Lincoln, and I started to really like it, and I started to flourish as a player. So I get traded. And so we're playing Buffalo the next year. So now it's a game. Then this is where you can also, where if you think about it becomes personal, you can lose sight of what you're doing, you know, and don't even know it. And I remember we were playing Buffalo, and actually this is the game Dom had to, they were calling for my head. I got two personal fouls, and they were ready to get me up out of there. But now, the rest of the game was, you know, I played decently, but it just felt a little off. And I remember being in the moment and trying to do too much, you know, what we call stimming around, you know, trying to show in the A gap, trying to be in the A gap when that's not even the A gap I need to try to fool in. I need to, just trying to do way too much.
Too much.
And I remember where Buffalo, they had Travis Henry, my man T. Hen, who you always talked in the third person. Wanted to, you know, like look at the run game because I was active in the run game, but I wasn't as active. And I was like, it was real simple. And you know how simple it was, Austin, is if that middle pole was Reuben Brown right down the middle of his helmet. So instead of lining up like stripe to stripe, I was either too far over to the right or too far over to the left. And I was trying to anticipate plays. I was actually kind of moving myself out of the way.
Get to where you're supposed
it
to
was,
be.
And it was the crazy.
Not trusting your eyes, not trusting Foreman. Your film.
It was doing too much. And I'd never done that before. But I had to really sit there and wonder. I had to watch the tape 3 times to pick up on it. And it was all in the footwork. Right? And then conversely, then it actually boiled over until when we played Cincinnati the next week. Now, I had a shoulder injury, and then I remember Gary Walker coming up to me. He's like, man, your shoulder still hurt. I'm like, no, it's not. Well, I went back and watched how I was taking on a couple guards and stuff like that, and I was playing, like, protecting it.
Yeah.
Here comes the bye week, and I had this great, like, masseuse, and they used to work on the nerves, and somehow it was all I needed was the bye week. And after that, I was gone. But it was those two games to where I had to really look at the basics. And it took me a while to catch it, the Buffalo game. Now, mind you, I was still hiding out in my apartment because 610 radio down there was like, now Dom told me they weren't going to cut me. You know, now granted, the second personal foul was just, I was playing a football play. He dipped his head and it was the whole collar thing. Now the first one I earned, you know, real good. But so it took 3 times for me to watch it, like to pick up on it. And it took 3 weeks to remedy it. Now, I was still playing at a good clip, you know, then. But then once I really got into it, I took off like gangbusters.
But see, that's the wild thing about sports, that, like you said before, you can do everything right and get poor results. Or you can do 85% of stuff right, not be at your best, and still be better than half the league.
Yep.
Two-thirds of the league. But it feels wrong. It feels weird until, like you said, you put in those 3 watches. It takes them 3 weeks after that, and you're like, okay, yep, I got it. I'm back.
Once that light goes on, and then by me playing well, it really gave me ton of confidence in my process. So even if they're like later, I'm sure there was games later, I went right back to that. That was in my memory bank, though.
But you're a perfect person to ask in this. Whose voice did you hear in your head while you were playing? Like, I would think that in some cases it's your dad. Some cases it's Coach Osborne or Coach McBride, something like that.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, no disrespect to any of the coaches I ever played for in the pros. I always called Coach McBride, and I called it, I would get, I call it a play check. Like, am I playing up?
What's the two serum?
Right. But it's like, he's giving me an honest evaluation of what I look like on tape, how I'm playing. Just to kind of depends on the game, but more or less is probably Coach McBride. But then, you know, when you're in the game, the mental, like in between plays, the thoughts, those are like, it could be my uncle talking. I could be thinking about what
clean house, right? Man. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking about like my uncle up there telling me like, you're a warrior, you know, what are you going to do on fourth down? I'm thinking about my grandfather, you know, when he was sick. Then once you get into the play, all that's gone. And people think when the crowd is loud like that, that you hear it the whole time. I'm going to tell you right now, this is a dive into what it's like to play in a big game. When the play goes, you don't hear anything. But once you make a play or a big play
then
happens,
you hear the crowd.
Then it comes on, and then it's like that. Then when, you know, once you get the call or whatever, you know, defensively you get the call, then you're getting it. And then once you get the play, it's just amazing that
you're as a defender, you're hearing quarterback, you're hearing conversation and communication. You're hearing that until snap. Then you go white.
Right. And it's in slow motion. So when you're about to make it, when Mekhi Bear is about to go make a tackle, or Bullock is about to make that fourth and one tackle, that's probably he might not know it right now. It's slow motion. Because you're there, you see that gap, you go, you hit him. It's like 1 second.
And the game slows down. When people talk about the game slowing down, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, that game in Buffalo was fast. Hey, my first mini camp in Buffalo was fast. It was fast. I was like, these brothers are moving in warp speed. You know, because they know where they're going. They're going with a purpose. They're efficient. And you're not there yet. And so big thing for Nebraska this week is just get back to the basics. Now, you got to keep adding on to the basics. But people always look at the end result versus what gets you there. You know, big plays are created off of, the cause and effect. What causes this? How do you compound interest to open up play action or whatever?
There are several plays Saturday with Nebraska where you knew the game had slowed down for the player. Tommy Hill's pick six was one that he saw that before it was thrown.
He was probably thinking, don't you dare throw that thing over.
He was talking him into it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and throw it. Yeah. Because his reaction was,
Because I was sitting there and I said and it's a clock in your mind. And that play, here's a great before we go to break. Here's a great thing. You know who made that play?
Inside.
John Bullock inside. Made that play.
Inside.
He was on a hook drop against Travis Hunter, and he did a great little thing where he got inside. He didn't get out leveraged. He didn't over drop on his drop. Travis Hunter pretty much. What we used to call a NIF route, which is an option route on when a small guy on a big guy. And then he continued to drive back inside to take away that initial throw to Shador. And Shador should have threw it out of bounds. But just out of habit, it's a practice habit, he was able to throw it, but he didn't throw it quick enough. So once you're just like a half a second late or half a read late, it's 6 points.
Especially wide side.
But if you watch the play, if I'm here and that first read is gone, I got to go there right now. He went there. Boom, 6 points. Yeah. And it's no different than in my first mini camp when I did it. And here comes Jamie Nails, and I had one false step. Hit on the goalpost. Now, granted, I'm glad it was mini camp, but that's the anatomy. That's kind of like anatomy of a big play. Those big plays, big returns. Big plays are generally set up by something that happens either during the play, which is John Bullock got the, I call it the hockey assist. You don't get the assist, you don't get the goal, but you made the play. Or the big plays are sometimes set up by something that's gone in the that you call in the first, second quarter. I didn't even get to get into Coach Osborne. I bet guaranteed Coach Osborne sometimes called plays that would just be on tape so he could call something else down the road, setting up down the road. Mm-hmm. But you got to have superior confidence and execution to do that. Now, we were a lot farther along than we are right now, but that's when the game gets fun. So, anyways, good segment here. We're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this Wednesday. Jay Former, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone.
With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.